The proposed iron ore mine in the Pinoki Range of Iron and Ashland Counties had members of the Assembly Mining Committee go nose-to-nose with tribal members at a January hearing in Hurley. This is State Representative Amy Loudenbeck of Clinton.
You're coming here and you're asking us to include you in the process, and then on another hand, we go through these, you're up, you're down. It's not a game, so have a little respect.
Now you tell us that we're nothing? Excuse me, modern society, I think you got to wake up.
That was Red Cliff Tribal Elder Tony DePerry at that same hearing. Now the democratically led Senate Select Committee on Mining will give it another shot. They'll begin by hearing testimony from the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. Committee member Republican State Senator Dale Schultz says they'll not only listen, they're reaching out to the tribes in a meaningful way.
It's nice to invite the tribes to come down and give a state of the tribes sort of address and say we have a relationship. Well, I think it's high time that we listen to the tribes and we jointly plan with them. And if we do that, I think we have much less of an opportunity for lengthy lawsuits.
Tribes maintain that as sovereign states, they will have a say in the mining bill process. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.